Hello and welcome to the Dementia Podcast. My name is Colm Cunningham and I'm your host for our Dementia Podcast. I'm joined today by my colleague Judy Lewis, Hammond Care's Head of Marketing, and she's going to ask me some questions about the podcast and what we hope to do in this series over the coming years. Thanks, Judy, for joining me.
So, Colm, the Dementia Podcast are led by the Dementia Centre. Tell us about the Dementia Centre. What is it?
Judy, the Dementia Centre was established 25 years ago as part of Hammond Care's initiative to ensure that as a differentiated organisation in dementia care, that we had the research, the publications and the skills to ensure that we knew what is the best practice in dementia care.
I mean, there's so many podcasts out there. What are the dementia podcasts going to actually focus on?
Well, they're going to focus on thinking about what are the issues from a person with dementia or a carer's point of view, but then looking at the evidence, looking at the research and looking at a practice experience, both from Hammond Care and internationally, on what we should be doing to support people with dementia when things are challenging. Often we work in the area of complex dementia care, and so we really want to unpack what are the issues for people, both at home and in residential care, when they need that support.
I mean, so given you're going to be covering so many topics, I'm thinking that there might be some really challenging areas you'll be talking about, you know, end-of-life care, personal experiences and journeys. What would you recommend for listeners out there?
Well, look, I think it's really important to consider when you are willing to and ready to listen to a particular podcast, because you're absolutely right, Judy. We will be talking about the personal experiences of people, and that will also include things that are about the more complex issues and end-of-life care. So I think at times it's always important to think whether you're ready to listen to some of the topics. Others like music engagement and the design of the built environment are clearly going to be accessible to everybody. But with others like end-of-life care, I think it's about listening to them when you're ready to.
So, Colm, I know you're originally from Belfast, but is there some Scottish mix in there as well?
There absolutely is. Look, I'm originally born and bred in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and I trained as a nurse over there. I actually went to Liverpool and then to Edinburgh in Scotland. So you do hear in my accent a bit of an overlay. And like your own, Judy, I've lived in Australia for 10 years now, so I've had to adapt some of those things that are from Northern Ireland, like the number 8 in Northern I now have to say 8 here in Australia. I'm sure you found that with your Kiwi accent as well.
Yes, unfortunately, after 10 years of living here all the time, Colm. You know, the Dementia Centre has done some amazing work over the years. Can you tell us a bit about, you know, perhaps one or two of the projects that you're particularly passionate about?
Judy, I think I'm really passionate about the area of understanding change when it happens in relation to people's behaviour. Over the years, this has become a really complicated issue that really has a fundamental thing that we need to understand. We need to know the person first and foremost, but we also need to understand, with particular dementias, the clinical issues that are happening alongside that. And I'm really passionate about the work we do as unpacking that. And as you know, my dissertation was on pain management and dementia, and we find it often that's something that's either overlooked or poorly managed. And so understanding how best to support people to recognise that change is happening and to make sure that people get that pain support when they need it is important. Another area of passion for me is, of course, the design of the built environment. And Hammond Care in particular is known for its cottage model of that small, domestic, familiar environment. So those are two areas that you're definitely going to hear a fair bit about, because I'm very passionate about them.
So before we go, what's your favourite or go-to podcast at the moment?
Oh gosh, well, I've always been a lover of Desert Island Discs. That's a BBC Radio 4 one. I love the fact that through that, you get to know authors and sports people and that through the joy of music and them telling their story through a choice of their selection of 8 records. So I really love that format of getting to know the person. And that's definitely something that we're going to explore with our guests. We want to know them as much as their stories and their experiences. But I also have come to love Australia's ABC Conversations, because again, it's another brilliant. Richard Feidler does a great job of getting to know his guests and then finding out through that much more about their story. So those are my two favourite podcasts at the moment.
Thanks, Colin. Look, I can't wait, and I'll definitely be subscribing.
Thanks, Judy. Thank you for listening. I look forward to catching up with you all again at our next Dementia podcast. Bye for now.